The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
You want a little window into the liberal left theologically and spiritually? Then become a subscriber to the Sojo Mail. I don't know how many people I have recruited to sign up for the Sojo Mail through the years. They should be sending me some kind of an award or plaque or something for bringing subscribers to Sojo Mail. This is the email outlet of Sojourners. Sojourners is the granddaddy of the social justice leftist theological movement here in America. And rather than telling you, don't go there, I want you to know what they're doing. And you'll know why I call it the loony left. They claim to be evangelical. They are not evangelical, not even close. They are left theologically. And you can sign up for free, sojomail.com, or you can go to sojo.net, sojo, S-O-J-O.net, or sojomail, I think it's .com. Just look up Sojo Mail and you subscribe, and you'll get stuff all the time in your inbox in email. And I want you to do it so you can receive things like this that I received today. A prayer from the Sojourners and Sojo Mail. And the prayer is offered by Reverend Megan Rohr, who is the Bishop of the Sierra Pacific Synod of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. What a hoot that is. Evangelical Lutheran? Ah. Oh, they are so far away from being evangelical. Are you kidding me? But that's their name. So she is the Bishop of the Sierra Pacific Synod in the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, and the first transgender bishop in a mainline Christian denomination. We asked them, no, it's not a typo. No, this is one person, transgender, one individual, but this individual's preferred pronoun is them. Okay, so the editors of the Sojo Mail says, we asked them. Now, again, you would think that's plural. Nope, singular. We asked them to write a prayer and blessing. And here it is. Are you ready? Here is the prayer. And I quote, I'm not going to add, subtract. This is the prayer. Shepherding God, be palpably present with us when we dance, snuggle, and enjoy the sensations of the creation you declare good. Help us to name, define, redefine, deconstruct, claim, and properly pronoun our fabulousness. We commit to properly naming and pronouncing the fabulousness of others. Dwell with us. both when we are able to articulate our pride for ourselves and others, and when we get stuck in a cacophony of negativity, bodily shame, or unjust laws. When we are tired, weary, and exhausted, grant us the rest and renewal we need to keep on marching, advocating, and living openly. When we have all that we need to live fully, help us to share with others who lack. And when it feels like time is moving too slow or change is not possible, take the lead, block the wind, refresh our hearts. That's it. That is the prayer. Anything that about God? No. Well, shepherding God. Yeah, shepherding God. Be palpably present with us when we dance, snuggle, and enjoy the sensations of the creation you declare good. And then this is my favorite part of this prayer. Help us to name, define, redefine, deconstruct, claim, and properly pronoun our fabulousness. We commit to properly naming and pronouncing the fabulousness of others. Doesn't that just give you a chill up and down your spine? If it weren't so incredibly sad and tragic and sick and perverse, it would be really funny. Shepherding God, be palpably present with us when we dance, snuggle. Help us to name, define, redefine, deconstruct, claim, and properly pronoun our fabulousness. Isn't it dramatically different from the prayers of Scripture? Be merciful to me, a sinner. Remember in the New Testament, the two that went to the temple, and the one person was smoting on their breast and they were talking about their fabulousness. Remember? No, that's not what the King James says, okay? But that's what that dude was doing. The religious leader, in pride and arrogance, was talking about how fabulous he was, and I am not like these other people. And the Bible says that person left unjustified, unforgiven. And the other person said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Everything about this prayer is the opposite of what God has called us to. And in fact, the whole thing of the pride movement. Again, I said this a few days ago. This is Pride Month. What does the Bible say about pride? Leads to what? Say it, class. Destruction. This whole thing about the LGBTQ and so forth, it is all about me, pride, narcissism, our own fabulousness. No, apart from God's grace, there's not a whole lot fabulous about us. In fact, Paul said, oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank my God through Jesus Christ. The Bible is filled with human beings coming to the understanding that their sin separates them from God and they have no goodness of their own. The only goodness we have is a gift by God's grace through Jesus Christ. The liberal left is all about proving to the world how good we are, because their worldview is the antithesis of a biblical worldview. And so this prayer, and think about this. This woman is a bishop. How many hundreds of people are under her influence in the Sierra Pacific Synod? This is wrong. This is evil. This is antithetical to Scripture. And yet the Sojourners wants you to know this is their standard of prayer.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
I got to deal with this very quickly because I don't have a whole lot of time left, and it's really important. So if I talk fast, I hope you will listen fast. Legislation is being proposed all across America to protect women, particularly from men pretending to be a woman, invading their locker rooms, their showers, and so forth. The Biden administration has issued an executive order ordering public schools all across America to not discriminate according to sexual identity, which means that a boy, a teenager who says that he is a girl, can use the showers, the facilities, and so forth. Now, for those of us, and I would say that would be most of you, who oppose this kind of thing, we have been told it's not going to happen. We have been told this is a solution seeking a problem. We've heard that over and over again. A solution seeking a problem. Folks, listen. Since these anti-discrimination laws and ordinances have been put into place, the dam is beginning to leak. Listen to me carefully. The dam is beginning to leak. It will not be long before it bursts. Let me give you two stories. Headline: Iowa Aquatic Center permitted biologically female team to walk around topless, use the men's boys facility because she identifies as a male. It's a long story out of Iowa, but a public pool complex in Pella, Iowa, has allowed a teenage female to go into the boys' showers, locker rooms, and the pool topless. She's a teenager. Topless because she says she's a male. Has she gone through any surgery? Nope. Hormones? Nope. She just says she's a boy. And so residents, parents are saying, this teenage girl is walking around topless. What's the matter with you? And the people running the aquatic facility says there's nothing we can do about it. We have a city statute that says we can't discriminate based on sexual identity. An assistant manager said, anyone, quote, anyone can wear the clothing necessary in line with their gender identity rather than their biological sex. There is nothing we can do. The policy, according to the manager, was set by the city council. This is in Iowa. People are outraged, up in arms. They are talking about recalling city council and so forth. And then we've got this out in L.A. You may have heard of this. An Asian spa called We Spa, W-I Spa. Very, very upscale, expensive spa in Los Angeles. Had a man go into the shower area of the women's area of the spa completely naked. He's not transgender. He's a man with male genitalia. And he strips and he's walking around these other naked women. And some women said, what are you doing here? And he says, well, today I identify as a woman. They went to the management and they said, get this guy out of here. He's walking around naked in our showers and so forth. And the management defended this pervert who simply said, today I'm identifying as a female. This has gotten, this is, the video has gone viral, and we were told this will not happen. This is a solution waiting for a problem. We're going to see this kind of thing more, and like I said, the dam is leaking. As long as these anti-discrimination laws that are being passed in your city and my city and in our state and other states around the country, where you cannot discriminate based on sexual identity, this is going to become standard. And your children, my children, your grandchildren, my grandchildren, your daughters and your granddaughters are going to have perverted men walking around naked in the public pool, in the dressing room, in the showers, because all they have to do is say, I feel pretty. A couple of years ago, you and I were talking about this, and I said, this is going to happen. And we were considered wild-eyed, crazy fanatics, bigots. It's happening. These anti-discrimination laws are evil, and they're wrong. And we're going to reap the consequences of them. That's why when they come to your city, to your town, to your school, to your public schools, stand up against them. Do not be silent. The dam is leaking. Unless there is a huge pushback across America, and I hope it happens, the dam is going to burst. All right. Hey, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it more than I can tell you. Have a great evening, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.